is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CARD Firearms Group Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome. Third hour of the program already. Hard to believe. Time just flies right by. Each individual hour of Armed American Radio and the Daily Defense, the individual hour, flies right by. Fastest individual hours in radio. If you listen to the show for any length of time, you get it. You know. That's why we love 3 hours on the Monster Show. We'd love to have four. But we're going to stick with three. We're good here. Effective January 31st, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense moves to 2 hours. 2 hours. So there you have it. You asked for it. We delivered. All of this presented to you by X Insurance and the CARD Firearms Group Studios today on the Lead Slingers microphone. Let me go down to Dallas to my compadre, Greg. Greg, how are you today? Fast 2 hours, man. Slow the clock down, would you?
Absolutely. I have a feeling that the Daily Show is going to fly just as fast as those 2 hours just did.
It definitely will, and I guess we'll probably be looking at a third hour down the pike also. But, boy, oh, boy, before we get started, I got to go to this AOC thing. You're giggling. AOC goes down to Florida. Good for her. Goes down there with no mask on. Good for her. This isn't about masks. No American should be required by their government to. I mean, think about what we're saying here. Put a mask on your face. The government is telling you to wear a mask on your face. What happened to you that you would even think that's okay? And don't give me that crap. A virus. Viruses are always around. So I guess you're going to have to wear one forever now, right? You scared of the flu? Chicken Little. You scared of the cold? Chicken Little. Scared of your neighbor's breath? You Chicken Little. I'm not living my life like that. Angry Mark is coming out.
Calm down.
But I say that because it isn't about really her mask. It's just the fact that she goes down there after screwing everybody in New York wanting a mask on. Put your mask on. We got to listen to this little commie for the last year and a half thinking that she comes out of, I don't know, unemployed bartender. Somehow she's got the moral authority to dictate to Americans how they should live their lives. And if those of us don't like her, we all want to have sex with her. What a joke. So we nicknamed her the horse whisperer on this show. And then when we saw Kamala Harris do that dopey January 6th deal that she stood up there trying to act presidential before she blew it, we named her Horse Whisperer 1. AOC is Horse Whisperer 2. We don't pull any punches here. These are just despicable people. But Greg, she's down there flaunting all of her stuff,
yep,
and issuing these tweets, and now she's COVID positive. I mean, there's a little bit of schadenfreude here. Her and Geraldo. Maybe Geraldo should date her.
It couldn't happen to two better people.
Well, at least Geraldo came out publicly and said, you know what? I'm eating some humble pie here. I was very hard on unvaccinated people. He apologized.
Yeah,
he ate his words. At least he did that.
I've heard what he said about unvaccinated people, and I just sit there and look at this guy. Geraldo's nothing more than a moron, and he's just been lucky to be able to have a camera pointed at him over so many years. And he did that only because he was willing to go out and stand in the hurricane as it blew in on the shore.
Let's go to Justin Moon for this one. Justin, we can't wait to get your take on this, my friend.
So, Justin, I will assume that you paid a little bit of attention to the Supreme Court over Friday when they were deliberating over the vaccine mandate, did you?
A little bit of attention, yeah.
Did you happen to catch Justice Sotomayor's comments about 100,000 children being on ventilators in hospitals?
I heard about it, but yeah, I don't know where you got that. That's crazy.
Yeah, and claiming that Omicron is deadlier than Delta was, and I bring these up because I often hear you make comments, and we're pretty much on the same page when it comes to this stuff. And I think we have a couple of, and we haven't heard from the other ones, NPC justices sitting on the court, and they're doing nothing but rattling off the DNC talking points. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a serious problem with the DNC justices. They are not interested in truth or the welfare of the American people. They're only interested in the advancement of their party.
And I think you'd probably also agree that in other countries where communism has greatly taken over, it's typically because they toe the party line in the highest of the highest courts and then continue to push down the edicts of the the communist dictatorship.
Well, whenever communist parties take over, they engage in genocide. So there is no more justice in communist countries. There is no courts are not functioning. They're just kangaroo courts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now you're whole getting into the whole useful idiot deal, which is what is necessary for communism to thrive. Justin, did you, when you found out AOC had COVID and Geraldo, and I'm not wishing COVID on anybody, believe me. I could come back from SHOT Show with it. That's not what I'm wishing. But just the hypocrisy of these people. Did it get your craw? Because it certainly did mine. That story angered me.
Well, you know, what is COVID? COVID is just the common cold. It's the coronavirus. So, I mean, everybody gets the coronavirus. We've been getting the coronavirus for how many thousands of years as human beings, right?
It's not new. COVID isn't new. So, I mean, yeah, but when I see the hypocrisy here, it angered me so bad. It angered me so bad. Let's go over. I'm going to go over to Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, did it drive you to drink your Lead Slingers?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff these days that'll do that. So it takes a little bit of temperance on my part. These AOC and whoever else that's, getting COVID, it's punching huge holes in their narrative about, how you have to be vaccinated to be a good citizen. It's your patriotic duty and, all the shaming and the efforts to restrict people's liberties and their exercises or their personal rights if they're not vaccinated. To the point where there's some places they're trying to keep you from being able to conduct any sort of commerce. There's people going to lose their jobs. I think Citibank might be one I saw today that their employees who aren't vaccinated by, I think, January 14th are all going to get fired. These people are coming after the livelihoods of ordinary Americans, and I said last week, and I'll say it again, when you take away a man's ability to provide for himself and his family, that's, in my opinion, you're trying to kill him.
It's war. That's war. Yeah. Neil, absolutely. That is war. That is a declaration of war. Neil McCabe, your thoughts on this and the Supreme Court hearing, which I found fascinating. I believe they're not going to find Biden's mandates constitutional, not based on what I heard. I could be wrong, but I'd like your thoughts.
Yeah, it was a pitiful display by the Biden team defending those mandates in the Supreme Court. And we've said it before, and I've certainly said it before, that maybe we didn't agree with Barack Obama much, but at least we all agreed that he had business being president. He wasn't doing what we wanted him to do, but at least he could handle the job of being president. It's not just Biden is incompetent, but his team is incompetent, and that's really scary to have. To have them really screwing up by the numbers in the Supreme Court, and they're supposed to be the smart guys. I also wanted to make the point, Mark, that you said you might get COVID at SHOT Show. Didn't you get COVID at SHOT Show?
Well, that was back in January of 2020. I came back extremely sick. I had every symptom, and it was violent. My doctors didn't know what it was, but that was in the very early stages.
Knew.
Right. And I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't had, this is very strange, but I haven't had as much as a cold since, knock on the studio desk. I have not had not even a cold. So very, very strange. But nonetheless, I live my life and I'm going to continue to live my life just as exactly as Justin said. I'm not going to stop living in my life and I'm not going to let Joe Biden tell me what I have to wear on my face. And I don't believe the Supreme Court will do that either. I don't believe the Supreme Court will allow the administration, based on the line of questioning, even from Roberts, what I heard from Roberts, we don't have enough time to go into that right now specifically because we're getting ready to take a break, so I'll just generalize it. But even from Roberts, I would not be shocked to see a 6-3 decision against mandates. You, listeners, are probably facing the same thing. We're all in this together. My wife is facing the same battle. Her job is the same thing. It's no different than yours. The pressure to get this is now coming down. The emails are out. Dates are given or else. This is not freedom. This is not freedom. And no individual has the authority or the moral authority, constitutional or otherwise, moral included is what I'm referring to tell you what you have to put in your body and mandate it. And not by law. Congress hasn't passed anything, let alone that you need to wear a diaper on your face. At some point, we're going to look back and go, what happened to our country? We're going to continue the conversation. It's going to be a lively discussion. I can promise you that because I'm directing it here in the roundtable, and we're going to make it lively. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
True and international average of pressure.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Proud to call that man a good friend, Mike Gallagher, talk radio legend. Love him. Hopefully I'm going to see him next week. I don't know if he's... Greg, do you know if he's going to be at SHOT as he usually is?
I have not heard him make an announcement yet.
I'll reach out to him and find out. I would love to see him. I get an opportunity to bring him on my show because our booth is right next to each other. So it would be nice. And also Dr. Gorka is usually there as well. So we'll bring both of them to the show. I can give you that little tease right now. If Dr. Gorka and Mike Gallagher are there, we'll be bringing them to Armed American Radio a week from Tuesday coming up as we're in Vegas for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Let's get cracking again here in the Carr Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slingers mic. All of it presented by X Insurance. More about all of our great partners coming up soon. I'm going to go back around the table now to Justin Moon. Justin, in the previous hour, we've been talking at great length about constitutional carry, literally taking the country by storm. Now, Georgia looks poised to pass. Now, I would have, as I said before, listeners, if you had asked me this 10 weeks ago, and you didn't even have to ask me, I was talking about it, have been for a while, how disappointed I am that Georgia does not have constitutional carry. I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then, bam, the light switch went on, and it's funny how things change, because now it's better than a probably 90% chance that by the end of this legislative session, which ends in March, I think Sendai is sometime in mid-March or early April, correct me on those dates, I might be wrong, but nonetheless, that we will likely have constitutional carry. Governor Kemp will sign it. He's already made that pledge to do so. And if he doesn't make it into the governor's office and it doesn't pass now, David Perdue or whoever else does on the Republican side is going to pass it. So there's movement. And we're now seeing that at the end of these legislative sessions, Justin, we could see 26 states now. That's including Georgia, Florida, if they make it. Ohio, which is poised right now. They already have the bill. They're reconciling it between the two houses of the legislature as we speak. Alabama is poised. Louisiana is poised. Pennsylvania didn't make it. I mean, you guys passed it, but your Democrat governor vetoed it. Any chance of getting that back on the docket again on the legislative session coming up in Pennsylvania? Any pressure we can put on the governor up there?
We need to get a new governor. If we can get a Republican governor in, I think we can get the legislature to pass it, and we can definitely get the governor to approve it. But with a Democratic governor in place, I don't think that bill's going to move.
Well, there was no threat of a veto, so he was confident in that. But what that dynamic that you have in play in Pennsylvania is Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, right there.
Yeah.
It's those two cities, and they're also home rule cities. Philadelphia is, I'm pretty sure Pittsburgh is as well, where for whatever reason, Pennsylvania has allowed them to do whatever they want to do when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, and we see the results of that. Run by who? The Democrats. Brad Primo, Tennessee, constitutional carry state. Are you guys having, did you put lifts on your truck so that you could get through all the rivers of blood?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always laugh. I've actually encountered some people and, I don't think they're really from here, but they think that anytime, you know, there's been a crime that gets reported in the news, there's always some jackass in the comments that talks about, yeah, that's what we get for permitless carry. And it's like the crime was committed by someone who clearly probably, or come to find out, maybe convicted felon, somebody wasn't allowed to be carrying have a firearm in the first place. And it's like they just can't get it through their skulls that criminals break the law and they do bad things no matter what the law says. So the only thing the law really does is restrain, at least carry laws, is restrain good people from protecting themselves. It puts too many, you know, hoops and things in the jump through to do the simple act of being responsible and carrying a pistol with them when they go to the store. You know, we haven't seen an uptick in violent crime, and, you know, it never does. I mean, it's just like, you know, back in the early 90s when shall issue carry permits became a thing and all the gun grabbers were talking about how it's going to become the old West again and shootouts in the street and, you know, all this violence. And you look around and like it never happened. As a matter of fact, crime rates went down in most states. So, you know, anytime good people can arm themselves, it's a win for other good people.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, Neil, I'll throw this to you, but what Brad was just talking about, when you hear comments like that from people, those people, let's just say they're a little bit intellectually challenged. Here's why. Because their entire premise is coming from a point of view, as Brad said, that a criminal is going to follow the law. Because there's permitless carry, a criminal can now make the decision to carry a gun, as if they didn't already and weren't going to tomorrow. And, of course, we know that to be ludicrous. And that's why it doesn't make any sense. And trying to get through to some of these people is very difficult. Sometimes you can. Other times it's best to just walk away from the conversation. Do you think, Neil, with the case in New York, I threw this question to Alan. He was a little trepidatious there. He didn't think that the Supreme Court, who is now hearing or heard and getting ready to rule next year or this year in June on the New York case, which has to do with having to show your papers to get a permit and pay a fee to the state, that my question is to you, same thing I asked him, is the Supreme Court watching these states move towards constitutional carry, and will that have an impact? Do you think, Neil McCabe, who has studied Washington for years, do you think that will have an impact on the New York case?
I don't think it will have an effect other than just to say, hey, other people are doing it and they're going to get more cases. I think that the case will stand on its own, and I think that the Supreme Court justices that we have now are eager to further integrate the First Amendment into the states, and so I feel good about that case. I mean, I will note that Maine got constitutional carry October 1st of 2015, and I'm very close to some people up in Maine, and they used to joke about the bloodbath that they're experiencing. I don't know. It's been 5 years, 6 years, almost 7 years, and so, has anybody heard about anything going on in the state of Maine? Since they've had constitutional carry, and of course for years Vermont had it, which was sort of this anomaly because it was the most left wing state in the union, and for years it had the best law. I will say too that I think we can thank one man, Donald J. Trump, for the movement in Georgia for constitutional carry, because Donald J. Trump basically persuaded David Perdue to challenge Brian Kemp in the primary. So now Kemp is looking at Vernon Jones, who's running a good race. And then you have David Perdue and Brian Kemp, who had a lot of time and did a lot of nothing. And suddenly he's come home to Jesus when it comes to gun rights.
You know, I got to throw this out about Kemp. I'm no fan. He ran probably the most pro-gun gubernatorial campaign that I've ever seen in my lifetime. And he drew the ire of the left when he ran that campaign for governor. Since that time, he's been quiet. However, Kemp doesn't write law. We've had a couple pro-gun bills up that have been stymied by David Ralston last year. So that's not Kemp's fault. Where I fault Kemp is by not pushing the issue publicly to get the legislature off their duff. And it took, Donald Trump's persuasion of David Perdue, who mentioned that because the gun vote is so important to the Republicans if they want to beat a Ms. Stacey Abrams, who, by the way, I saw her book in the bookstore the other day, and my son just couldn't help but notice that it was in the fiction section, which is right where it belongs. We'll be back with a roundtable right after this.
We have put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special. Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back indeed to MyPillow slippers. I told you I just bought a couple more pairs. I wear those things like shoes everywhere I go. The promo code is AAR. Please support all of our partners that make all of these discussions every single week, six days a week, and on this show every week possible. These companies step up and they support the right to keep and bear arms. And with the attacks that we are under from woke corporations who want to put you to bed permanently, we've got to support the businesses that support programs like this. And there are none like this. So it's very, very important that we support them. You can find all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com and at armedamericannews.com. Don't forget, the Armed American Shop is now open. AAR logoed merchandise over there. Go grab some before it's gone and we have to reorder. And then it gets a couple weeks back on, I guess it would be called a back order, right? Excuse me. So make sure to visit Armed American Radio. Neil, you were going to say something before we went to a break, then we're going to go to Justin.
No, I just think that, you know, Governor Kemp has tremendous authority as governor, and there's certainly pieces of legislation that he wanted passed that got passed, and there are friends of his and allies of his who have certainly gotten everything they wanted for the last 3 years, and if he wanted to pass gun legislation, he could have done it.
He could have had the pressure put on, and he did not. It was very, very disappointing here in the state of Georgia, to say the less, say the least. And I don't think we put enough, as gun owners, put enough pressure on him to do that. That's changing. Thank goodness. Justin, woke DAs. These we've talked about this throughout the night, and I couldn't wait to get your opinion, Brad's, and also Neil's on this topic. When you see what's happening in New York City with this incredible, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, where a DA in a city where crime is rising in the 100-plus percentile ranges, all violent crime, that you have a DA that is now scaling back, literally, prosecuting these people, carrying guns. Oh, you didn't hurt anybody, so it's a misdemeanor. So, okay, we're only going to prosecute you if you kill grandma or daughter or son or you or me. What does that say about how he respects New Yorkers and the rights that they have to live free of this fear? And yet it's happening across the country in Democrat-run city after Democrat-run city after Democrat-run city. Your predictions on how this turns out in the long, short-term and long-term, Justin?
Well, you know, I think if we look at the Democrats have been the party of the slaveholders. They are the party which supported slavery. They are the party that supported Jim Crow laws. And they are, which is working to enslave the American people. And if you look at the blue states, you know, and especially the blue cities like New York City, I mean, letting the criminals out of jail and encouraging the criminals through lack of prosecution to commit violent crime against citizens is actually part of their strategy. Because if law-abiding citizen uses an illegal gun to defend themselves against crime, then he's going to be prosecuted by the full force of the law. And any type of self-defense is going to be prosecuted because government wants people to be afraid and dependent on government because the Democrats own government. So that's what we have to understand, is that the Democrats' policies are very consistent and in many ways very rational towards their aim, which is the enslavement of the American people.
That's a great point, Brad. It's astonishing to me that more people don't see, or for whatever reason, don't want to believe that what Justin just said is actually true.
Well, I think that whether they see it that way or not, they're probably going to learn it the hard way over the next 5 to 10 years as these policies, you know, the chickens come home to roost on these policies. You know, let's not forget that, you know, another knock-on effect of this is, you know, we're already in a severe nationwide shortage of police officers and qualified applicants to become police officers. You're going to see a lot more experienced and good officers start walking away from the job when they realize that no matter how hard they work or how much danger they put themselves in, the people that they keep arresting are just going to be get let out. You know, they're already treated with kid gloves now, but now when you're talking about violent felons that are going to get treated like misdemeanors and probably turned out with no bond, you're going to see a lot of guys, you know, mid-career probably just start walking away because there's no point. It's not worth it. You know, it's not, you know, what they get paid and everything they put up with, it's not worth it. And so those policies are going to lead to some really just hellish realities for Americans that are living in some of these cities. And, you know, they're going to be the true victims in all this.
The devastation to the economy, Neil, Brad, and let me point out, listeners, that Brad is a former police officer. Okay. So that's coming from there's a knowledge base there. Brad's been on the street doing the job, and he knows what he's talking about. Neil McCabe, from a political standpoint, we will see, and we're picking specifically on New York now because this DA has doubled and tripled down. I mean, this guy's just a flat-out idiot. And when you see Democrats raising their feathers going, wait a minute, yet they vote him in. You see Eric Adams continuing the policies of de Blasio, the draconian policies, and the Democrats are shocked. Hey, wait a minute, we thought we were getting change. When you vote that way, that's what you get. I have no sympathy, none whatsoever. My sympathy lies with the good people of New York, my nephew included, who just took a job in New York City. I'm worried about him because of this. And I know he's concerned and my family's concerned because of all of this. And they should be, and we should be, and he should be. And so should the good people in New York. And I think you're seeing that why they're leaving in droves. And they are. That's a factual statement. But Neil, from a political standpoint, brilliant double question here for you. How does this shake out for the Democrats in the long run? And are we witnessing New York going back to the days of 42nd Street being a crap hole, prostitution rampant, drugs rampant because of these policies. I don't see how you don't when you tell them you're not even going to prosecute them or even arrest them for their crimes.
Yeah, Dinkins, New York was really bad. And, all through the 70s, New York was really becoming completely unwound. And Mayor Koch tried to, he had 8 years, but, Koch hated Giuliani, because Giuliani had the guts to do all the things Koch knew he had to do, but was afraid to do.
Politically.
And so, basically it took a tough guy like Giuliani to really fix that city. And for 8 years, Giuliani was just fighting against the establishment and against the media. And when he was done, he basically handed an amazing city to Bloomberg. And for the most part, Bloomberg put a nicer veneer on it. But right. Bloomberg allowed the cops to sort of keep control.
Correct.
I think what you're going to see now is that the Democrats are stuck with this guy. And remember, this guy ran for election saying he was going to do all these things.
Of course.
I think what's going to happen in New York State and across the country is people are going to see what's going on in New York City. And basically, the message they receive is this is coming to a neighborhood near you. And so the George Floyd summer riots of 2020 were not only scary for people, they were downright a disaster because there were real cities and there were 100 cities were set on fire. So it wasn't just something, we saw it on TV, but there were people who actually were living in those homes, who owned those businesses. And so when they see what's going on in New York City, I think that's going to be a red alert problem for the Democratic Party, because it's just going to feed the wave.
They just elected another Democrat in New York on the heels of everything you just said. Very disappointing. Again, I take it back to what Justin just said. It's very difficult for people to wrap their head around. The Democrats are doing exactly what the Democrats want to do. Neil, hold the thought. We're getting ready to take a break. We've got one segment left. And we're going to do as we always do. We're going to take it around the table and we'll move in another direction, try to get another couple topics in. We'll probably only get one in, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles when the hour rolls so fast. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. Final segment of the roundtable right after this.
The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Final segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast already. Of the show itself, the three-hour broadcast, but, of course, the roundtable as well. Time flies on this program. We have too much fun. All of our partners, support them all. You need emergency food. Heaven's Harvest, promo code AAR. Daniel Defense, are you kidding me? Best AR M4 platforms anywhere in the world. Don't believe me? If you know somebody that kicked in doors overseas, ask them. They'll tell you. DanielDefense.com. And support the Double D Foundation, please. Marty and Cindy Daniel doing God's work with kids coming up behind us. These kids in the shooting sports are going to be the ones doing this show down the road. And we need your support, our support. I donate to these guys every single month. Small couple, you know, $15 just really helps. Believe me, if we all put $15 in. All of our partners, you can see them all. DefenderCoffee.com, the GunBroker.com studios tomorrow. This is the Carr Firearms Group studios, North American Arms, Letslinger's Whiskey, Crossbreed Holsters. Every single one of them, they're all right there for you at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Please, I'm asking you to go out of your way and support these partners. We will be announcing another new partnership probably tomorrow, by the way, as we continue to grow Armed American Radio and get this voice out. Neil, I think I was going to go back to you before I go to Justin. You wanted to finish that thought. Clock got the best of us. Was I right?
No. Let's just move on, because I lost track of time. So let's keep the show moving.
Okay. By the way, I just want to point this out. I don't know if everybody knew this or not, but Bob Saget was passed away tonight. Did you know that? The TV dad?
I saw the news. They loved that show, Full House.
Honestly, I didn't like the show, but I mean, he was a good guy. He was a funny guy. Greg, you were a big fan of his stand-up comedy. I know that.
His stand-up was amazing. It was nothing like what you saw him on as Full House. That was targeted at families during the 90s so that, you know, there would be a wholesome TV show. But if you watched any of his HBO special stand-ups or anything like that, oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go back and watch some of those. That's sad news, but I just saw that just a couple of minutes ago, so I wasn't really paying attention because we've been busy on the radio. Justin, there are states like North Carolina that suck for gun rights down south, which is hard to believe. When you think of North Carolina, you think of a free state, you think of a southern state, but it's not the case. North Carolina has a lot of Illinois-ish type deal. You have to get a permit in order to even buy a handgun in North Carolina. I have a cousin, I wrote about it in my book, Lessons from Armed America, who was robbed at gunpoint, tied up, and dragged around after being carjacked for 6 hours. When they stole everything that he had, they were about to kill him, and he was able to jump out of a moving vehicle when a cop pulled the car over, believe it or not, for having a cracked taillight. And it was his mother's Mustang that he was driving. He's lucky to be alive. The guy did 20 years. My cousin didn't have his gun with him that day. And North Carolina, a good southern state, doesn't make it easy to own a firearm. Are these states going to fall in line as all of these great things are happening to other states around them, do you think, as we move down the road? And why are states like this still not up to speed with the rest of their neighbors in the face of a Biden administration that's fighting for gun rights? That's fighting against gun rights? Why is that? What's that weird dynamic that would even cause that, do you think?
Well, you know what it is, Mark. It's
a Democrat governor, right?
Well, it's that, but it's basically the fascist corporate or elite these days. I mean, the corporations have become monopolies in America. We don't have competitive situation in many markets. There are conglomerates and there are ties of money, and there's so much concentration of corporate power that these corporations are basically buying off, you know, not only the federal government, but state governments all around their country, and even going down to local. We really have to do about corporate power in America if we want to have a free society, Mark.
Well, no, Justin, you're spot on. The problem is most people don't realize how ingrained that is. It's not visible. Corporate media hides it. They're a big part of the problem. Check this out. Brad, let me go to you. People might not have known this. I'd been intending on picking on North Carolina a little bit tonight. North Carolina, you're listening in Raleigh. You're listening in Greensboro. You're listening in Greenville, South Carolina. You're listening in a number of areas in both states. But a new ranking by the Cato Institute puts North Carolina 35th among the states in firearms protections. And I'm quoting from the Fayetteville Observer now, dropping the state to the bottom 16 nationally as more states pass constitutional carry, which we've been talking about, while North Carolina clings to an embarrassing pistol permit process from the Jim Crow era. State gun laws no longer reflect the intent of the Bill of Rights. Brad, we've got to get all these states in line, and I think you'll agree with me, and I think you'll agree with Gottlieb, and here's my bigger point, that the grassroots organizations have got to start doing a better job. And I know they're working hard. North Carolina, I know you're working hard. We've got to work harder is my point. You're not doing a bad job. You're doing a great job. We've got to do a greater job. Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where we're going to make our biggest gains. That's where we're going to win this fight. North Carolina, you know, I lived there for a little while and I was in the Army. And,
as I did. You know,
yeah, Fort Bragg. I love Fort Bragg, but you know, even then, back then, I thought of North Carolina as being a little bit of an anomaly compared to Tennessee, you know, right next door. I think a lot of that kind of comes from the way the research triangle up there kind of breaks down. It has a feel to me kind of like a Northern Virginia, those northern counties of Virginia that kind of sway the state, you know, bluish or purple. If you want to put it that way, you get out in the rest of North Carolina and those people are the same folks you have here in Tennessee or any other southern state. You know, they want their guns. They want to be left alone. So, you know, it's been shown, you know, look, Virginia still stands out as a wonderful example of what happens when people get motivated. They get together. They put their money where their mouth is. They go boots on the ground, you know, and they get organized and they get serious. And that's a wonderful example to follow, and we ought to be working to replicate that in every state. I mean, it's not just the southern states. It's not just, you know, North Carolina kind of being a weird outlier. You know, what if Californians, you know, what if Californians got that going, at least made that a fight out there? Because right now, you know, those guys are all behind enemy lines, and they're kind of struggling, oh, yeah, you know, fighting piecemeal. What if they got organized?
It's so tough. Yeah, it's tough. North Carolina is a prime example on the East Coast. It's just a state that we don't talk a lot about. People think North Carolina is a real gun-friendly state. But I will tell you this, quoting again, North Carolina earned its dismal ranking in large part due to its pistol purchase permit law, which was designed in the early 20th century to keep guns out of the hands of African Americans. Gun control is racist, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the Republicans in the General Assembly did pass a bill to repeal the law in 2021. But guess what? Justin, going to you, the Democrat Governor Roy Cooper vetoed it because that's what Democrats do. Neil, you've got 30 seconds. Take it away.
People need to be aware that there's a lot of culturally conservative states in this country, but have very strong unions. I'm thinking about Montana. I'm thinking about Colorado. I'm thinking about Kentucky. And these unions become the backbone of a Democratic Party, so that even when you have a conservative wave, because of this backbone of unions, and you have unions and you have a lot of unionized industry in North Carolina, plus you have those universities and research places that Brad was talking about, it creates a backbone.
Yeah.
And then there you're stuck. And, well, Alabama's turning the same way. And then
wake
up one morning and Georgia votes for Biden.
Bingo. You never know what's going to happen until it happens. Guess what, guys? The hour is over. I hate it. I wish we had another one. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. And thank you to Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. And thank you to Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. And thank you to Neil McCabe. Just the awesomest. He's been here for years and years and years. We make up our own words. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. We love him so much. Thanks, guys. Here's the deal. Until we meet on the Daily Defense tomorrow from the GunBroker.com studios and the Crossbreed Mike, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do that. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slingers Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slingers Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.